Welcome to Add to Party, a friendship simulator masquerading as a new show. I'm your host, James Hartwell, and I'm joined by
Andy Kay, and I'm joined by
Derek Costia.
Good evening.
Let's please recognize the swiftness and promptness I announced myself as second. And let's also acknowledge that Derek reminded me to do that about 30 seconds ago.
You gotta act like you've been here before, Andy.
I just yeah. Wait, and I think I even said I'm instead of I've.
You did.
Oh, look at that. You know what? That's what I've been practicing all these weeks.
You know, it was perfect, Andy. Just perfect.
Aw, thanks. I appreciate these compliments. I'll return them in kind, but I want to hear how you guys are doing.
Well, it's been a while, you guys. Derek, I discussed this with Andy for a half second before you joined, but when was the last time you had orange soda?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is not a pure orange soda. Okay. Oh. Kill me.
Ooh, I will.
If you don't like that. But in my international snack box Austria, they mix cola with orange juice.
Ooh.
So I had, it's actually pretty good.
Well, do they mix club soda with orange juice or do they mix cola as in like a Coke-esque product?
A Coke-esque product.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay.
Well, isn't that just a remix machine?
Well, they don't put orange. There's not orange juice in remix machines.
Yeah, but there's orange flavoring. But that I had, I think, on Saturday.
And how was it?
It was okay. It was fine.
Oh, okay.
But okay, say what you want about mixing things with Coke. It's better than the Spanish who mix red wine with Coke.
Okay? See, I like that, and it's fine because they use cheap red wine.
I could be into that. True. My sister taught me that she makes white wine go further by putting Miller Lite in it. So you can still get drunk, but maintain the taste. And so,
hey, you're only upping it by using the champagne of beers, okay?
Exactly. Exactly. Actually, the champagne of beers is High Life.
Okay.
Miller Lite is just,
my knowledge of cheap beer ends at, I know Stella Artois is called Wife Beater.
Oh, God. I don't know if I've ever had Stella Artois.
It's cheap in UK.
You've had Stella Artois, or you've at least seen it, Andy.
I've seen it. Well, that's the man who, isn't that the commercial with the guy who's a meme?
I think you're thinking about Dos Equis, the most interesting man in the world.
Yes!
That's Dos Equis.
I definitely haven't had Stella. Wait, doesn't Stella Artois or whatever have its own glass?
Yes, it does.
Like a gold-rimmed glass?
Yes, and it actually advertises quite successfully in South Korea as being a high-end beer.
Is it high-end?
No.
It's better than American beers.
Hey! You mean like a Miller?
Domestic American beers, not craft American beers.
I'm not going to lie, I like High Life. And I like PBR, so sue me. I'm looking up Stella Artois. I want to look up what their prices are like. Well, if it's an imported beer.
It is.
It's from Belgium. Oh, because domestic abuse has a long and tangled history.
With beer? Yes.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. Fair. I have not heard of that nickname. But yeah, High Life is, I don't know. It's fine. If I go to a show, I get High Life if they don't have PBR. That's my second in command. How did we get here?
Andy, I forget.
We were talking about cheap beer.
I forget that you're a PBR trash boy.
I am. I like it. I like it.
Look, it's in his DNA. He's from Wisconsin. You can't hold it against him too hard.
Oh, I can hold anything I want against him.
I don't drink it like
recreational.
I will say PBR, oh God, I don't want to sound this pretentious, but I always sound pretentious. So I'd only I feel bad. I only drink it if I'm like at a concert or a show. And especially around here, they've always got tall boys of PBR. And you get that, and that is the concert experience. You hold it in your hand, you stand around, and you drunkenly sway to your favorite mellow indie band. That's PBR.
Yeah. Yeah, a $6 tall boy sounds a lot preferable to the probably $12 good beers they have. So
That's literally, yes, Derek, yes. You just described it. And there's just something about it. It's something about it. I also buy PBR if I'm having like a party and it's for, you know, the, you know, it's the B-roll or not the B-roll, but it's the backup, I should say. If we run out of booze, then you have the PBR. So I think PBR is fine. It's fine. It's better than most, right? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. But so my trash beer, my trash beer is Coors when I want to drink beer. Like, you don't know about Coors.
I think I actually poured out Coors once because it was so gross.
Andy, it's the silver bullet. You know it's cold. It's you know it's cold when the mountains appear. It's got the
I do like that.
That's the branding is it's. Listen, if I'm gonna drink trash beer, it has to have good branding.
That's fair. That's I'm remembering this now. I'm remembering this. Oh wait, don't you call it Natty Light or what's Natty Light?
That's Natural Light. That's the next level of trash beer. That's college trash beer.
I remember Natty
Light. A can of Natty Light is something like 30 cents.
Oh my God. I'm like cringing.
Well, I don't know. It's been a minute since I bought a 30 rack of Natty Light, but at one point it was like $18 for a 30 rack or something.
Wow.
Like
that. Yeah,
but kids these days are coddled. Now the college kids can go get a case of Beast and down that.
What is a Beast?
It's made by Monster Energy. It's sugar free, caffeine free, and it tastes just like the Monsters.
But it's alcoholic?
Yeah, 6%.
Is it like Four Loko?
No, no caffeine.
Oh, Four Loko
has caffeine? It just tastes like a Monster, but it's alcoholic.
Ugh, who wants to drink a Monster like record? I thought a Monster was a means to an end.
People like Monster awful. Energy, especially the white can. I know people love the white can.
Yes, I like the chemical taste of the white can.
You like the chemical taste?
I call it a chemical taste palate, because I cannot identify any flavor in the white can, so I call it a chemical flavor, but it tastes fine.
That just means it's a new flavor, like eggnog. Nothing tastes like eggnog except eggnog.
Pancake. Eggnog tastes like pancake batter because it is. Does it?
I was trying to put a name on it.
Just down some pancake batter, you know?
Ew. Oh, that's making my tummy hurt.
But you don't have to now because now you can buy Eggo liqueur.
Oh, yeah, what? That's right. I forgot they made that.
Eggo what?
Yeah.
Eggo.
Oh, also Sunny D makes hard seltzers.
Andy, can we just stop? Is this like
everything is all alcoholic now? All of your childhood is alcoholic now.
This is embarrassing. This is all embarrassing. I mean, it's whatever. I don't even know what to say about that. I'm just looking at a giant jar that says Eggo brunch in a jar. What?
Well, what did we come to? Andy, do you know what else is embarrassing though?
I want to hear it.
The current state of the video game industry.
James, Derek, you took your transition.
I know. Derek, I don't see you gunning for my position. I'll stamp you out.
I saw my shot. You weren't going to take it.
Ooh, I love it. Thank you for saving me from that because I was spiraling.
Listen,
addtoparty.me is in my name.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, we'll see what the bill says, okay?
.com was like $60 a year. I'm not paying that.
Oh, no. Heavens, no. And even I used to own AndyK.com.
Ooh.
Where does it go now? I wonder if it's porn.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Meat spin.
Aw. AndyK.com.
Well, while Andy does that, we will talk
it
about
it. It goes nowhere. Does that mean I can buy it?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I used to own
it. You know who can't buy it, though? The Ooh. People who were laid off at Twitch.
Oh, we're going to go into Unity. Hey, yeah. Maybe they need a resume. That's why I bought it. I put my resume on it.
Yeah, more sad layoffs. I don't know how much time I want to spend on this, but there are at least two interesting things. One in the continuing story of Unity, and the other that Amazon is cutting 35% of Twitch's staff, about 500. 100 workers. Interesting to know that this was actually leaked. So the Twitch staff found out about this from the leak and not from corporate.
That's not a good look.
Yeah. But they put out a statement saying, over the last year, we've been working to build a more sustainable business so that Twitch will be here for the long run. And throughout the year, we have cut costs and made many decisions to be more efficient. Dan Clancy, who's the CEO of Twitch, wrote, unfortunately, despite these efforts, it's become clear that our organization is still meaningfully larger than it needs to be given the size of our business. So get the fuck out of here. 1/3 of our staff.
So this is sort of telling because Twitch was sort of a walled garden within Amazon. Like, they kept their leadership structure. They kept their decision-making ability. And they still got put into a corner by corporate, basically, to, you know, stop bleeding money. So, I mean, 500 employees make up 1/3 of your staff. So 1,500 people were behind Twitch. I do think that's a bit much. When you're not expanding the infrastructure to support it.
I mean, it's not like they had 1,500 coders. Like, to support Twitch, you need a decent amount of, like, content and moderation support. Like, you think of it as a global brand, right? I'm assuming this is, considering it's, like, global staff, right? You know, you need local people who handle, you know, streamers in different continents and different languages and everything like that. And of course, you know, whatever the newest titty streamer is trying to figure out.
That's true.
Yeah. But I guess
this, I don't know, 1500 for the largest live streaming site in the world does not see. Well,
I think YouTube technically has that.
Live streaming.
Title. Yeah.
Live streaming.
It's a bigger site, but it does more than live streaming. So
sure, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I think Twitch is still the biggest live streaming site. Well, in this article from Bloomberg that I'm referring to, it says that Twitch live streams 1.8 billion with a B hours of live video content a month.
That's got to be so expensive.
That's something like, oh, that's the thing too. It is probably incredibly expensive.
Well, you also have to keep in mind that to be in the top, the top 5% of the site, you just need on regularly 15 viewers.
Yeah.
So really?
Yeah. So a lot of these are 1-2-digit who's, where it's just like, it's not costing that much money to have them stream to nobody.
Interesting. I didn't know that volume. Hey, you know what though? Isn't that kind of like encouraging? Look at all these people shouting into the void.
Oh, I just did the math, by the way, because I was curious. 200,000 years of content is streamed once a month.
That's incredible. Most of it, no one.
Yeah.
I hope to have that type of ambition and motivation. To perform for an audience of, I don't know, like, well, how can you just talk that long?
Andy, I have the solution for you.
Ooh.
Okay. I just currently brought up Twitch. 100 viewers. A VTuber is painting Warhammer minis. You can do Gunpla with a VTuber model.
Yeah.
As a VTuber model.
Yeah,
I do. There's one person who I follow who I didn't follow them for this, but they actually do Gunpla streams where they build a model, usually Mondays.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Maybe I'll start doing that. All right. I am building some of the worst kits I've ever built. I'll finish them, but Jesus Christ, they are not meant to be built. But
yeah, okay. I mean, it's, I don't know. This has been a thing in the industry. We've talked about layoffs across the gaming industry. Twitch, you know, gaming industry adjacent. I don't know. Would you consider Twitch part of the gaming industry?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, it certainly goes hand in hand with it. But yeah, you've seen cuts from staffs across, including Unity, who we're going to talk about in a second. But yeah, it seems like, you know, we have to get those quarterly numbers up. So, you know what? The best way to do that is fire a bunch of people.
Yeah. And I think I forgot which one it showed, but like after the firings, their stock went up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they always. Yeah. Fucking layoffs always lead to stock increases.
That's so depressing.
Yeah, it is.
It's so. By the way, I feel like obviously we've been exposed to a lot of layoff notices with everything in the news, and I feel like they always sound the same. So I just asked Google Bard to write me a notice to lay off a third of the company to see if like I could get similar language. And to its credit, or maybe not credit, actually, this is a little bit more scary. But it asks for more details to make sure we can include the appropriate legal complexities. But they tell me I'm here to help you navigate this with sensitivity and accuracy.
Small tangent. When ChatGPT-3 first started blowing up, mm-hmm. lawyers were using it to write contracts and they had to shut that down real fast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, oh my God. Anyways, it's weird Bard telling me to remember that layoffs are difficult.
Yeah.
It literally says, remember, they're a difficult situation for everyone. So it's crucial to handle it with empathy and understanding, as if I, the user, the one laying off, doesn't think this. Well, oh my God. Oh,
well, hopefully.
Some people need a reminder.
Hopefully Unity got the same message because they're laying off 25% of its workforce.
Yeah.
1,800 jobs. Jeez. So that's what. 20,
so there's one grand good thing supposed about the stock prices going up.
What's that?
Unity software engineers were paid handsomely and that included stock. So they get some benefit from getting fired, right?
Oh my God. Or wait, if you're fired, what happens to your stock options?
Usually in layoffs, they in companies
are layoff.
Yeah. Usually. It depends. They'll like, if you're close to vesting, they'll like, will vest you a certain percentage of your shares.
Okay. Well, it is sad. Literally every week.
Yeah, and news of this did shoot Unity shares up 5%.
Love it. Yeah. We love that.
Now, a lot of organizations did overfill during the pandemic.
They did.
And
they
did. There's a lack of hands-on understanding of what each individual cog does when so many people work remotely. So I could see them seeing the cost and not seeing an increase in productivity or profits related to it, and just figuring out, like, okay, we overhired.
Well, I mean, Unity, I think in Unity's case, they were just poorly managed, right? So it is not in the realm of possibility to say, yeah, they probably may have hired too many people and they're resetting the company.
Unity's made so many acquisitions in the past few years. I feel like they could have just not bought one company and kept all these jobs.
Derek, that's exactly it. At least I feel like I'm on that wavelength with you. And yeah, I'm sure some percentage of it might be overfill, but the majority of it's just leadership making dumb decisions to make themselves look good, like buying all these companies. Yeah, because if you didn't do it, all these people would be working and you could, who knows? I don't know. Ugh, blech. What a bummer. I bet they used Google Bard to write that. Those morons.
Well, let's swing wildly from bad news to incredible news.
Ooh.
That's Portal 3 is out.
Okay, is this? I tried looking into it.
Okay, so developers have spent the past 5 years making a mod that is free for all Portal 2 users.
Yep.
It's called a Portal
Revolution.
Currently installed. And I haven't played it yet, but
I played the first 2 hours of it, and I want to tell you, it's Portal 3. Like, it is a new narrative, you are in new maps, and it introduces new gimmicks and challenges. Like, it is a new game for all. This is not an expansion of Portal 2, or just kind of, I mean, it is to a certain extent.
So,
but
it almost comes off as like a large DLC package. It has 21... Steam achievements in comparison to Portal 2's 52, so 51. So it's likely going to be not nearly as well. Also depends on if there's multiplayer. I think there's a lot of multiplayer achievements in Portal 2.
But there is.
Oh, yeah.
In any case, this is just good news. For they gave Portal 2 for free. What was it, December 2018, 2017? So a lot of people have it. And here's more free.
I have it on PS3. Am I going to get it on my PS3?
No. No, you're not. This is PC. For the moment, this is PC only.
So wait. Oh, it's only 99 cents right now?
Oh, Portal 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if I should buy Portal 2. So, wait, let me just ask something really quick, though. Derek, did you say it was from the developers of Portal 2 worked on this new one?
That's what it looked like from this. So, it looks like it's built in-house from Steam, but I don't know if the exact dev team
worked on it. Oh. Well, why don't they just call it Portal 3?
So, it's developed by Second Face Software. That is the name of the mod team that did it. Let's Google them and see what comes up.
Should I buy Portal 2?
I mean, you should, yeah.
I loved Portal 2, but I haven't played it in... Well, when did it come out? 2011? I guess I haven't played it since 2011.
Yeah, and it takes place after the events of Portal 2 as well. So it's... And I mean, Steam is like giving this kind of like a real rollout too of being like, hey, we want you to play this, so... I don't know if they're going to necessarily consider the events of this game canon, but they're certainly acting like it.
Well, maybe I'll just buy it. I've spent a dollar on Worms.
I'll tell you, Portal, I have barely gotten to the point, you know, where usually in Portal you get the gun and it only fires one portal. And then eventually it fires two portals. I just got to the point where I can fire both portals. And on the path to getting there, I was stumped by a couple of these puzzles. I had to really sit there and think about them.
I love that. Is it
in fact, I stopped at one where I'm like, I'm not sure how to solve this.
Oh,
it's going to feel so good when you solve that.
Yeah,
I know. I'm going to go back to it and have fun. And seeing that. And this is not like a community workshop mod. Like it has a store page that you can just install from as well. Again, me saying like Steam's really rolling out the red carpet for this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, I imagine it plays great on Steam Deck too. I will probably try that out later tonight. But yeah, I cannot stress enough. I mean, I'm only a couple hours in, but this feels like Portal 3.
That's very cool. Well, maybe I'll try it.
You should.
I now own it.
Yeah, if you own it now, there's no reason not to.
I just don't like playing, like, so hard sitting in my computer chair.
Haven't we discussed this? Just
we have.
Fucking HDMI cable?
No,
or
get then you got to see the cable, and I don't want to see the cable.
All right.
Andy, I can mail you my Steam box.
Are those still around?
But if you have them, yeah, like I have a Steam Link.
Yeah,
I was looking into that like a couple months ago, and I think Steam actually has a way to like they have an app I can install on my TV.
I was gonna say, yeah, a lot of TVs have the Steam Link app you can just install.
Yeah, and then I looked into if it works, and everybody's like, eh.
I guess I won't.
Because that's what I want. I never want to see cables. I want to live in a cableless world, okay? I never want to see them.
You don't have a Steam Deck, right, Andy?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I'm not a
handheld. Because the Steam Deck works as a really good Steam Link, ironically enough.
Oh, okay. I hear you. Well, I don't know.
Wait, Andy, I thought you were big into your Switch.
Myself?
Yeah.
I like playing my Switch on my TV.
Ah.
Okay. But no, I don't like holding. I've never been a handheld person, really. I think I've accepted that about myself. Doesn't mean I haven't bought every handheld system, but you know, I think now in my age of handhelds have faded away, I realized they're just not for me. That's okay. Well, I did buy Super Mario RPG though for Switch.
Ooh.
Haven't started it yet, but I bought it.
Well, maybe Xbox will have something for you.
Don't bring up
at their developer direct coming next week, January 18th, at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, in which they're going to show game. They're going to have updates from Ninja Theory with Senua's Hellblade. Awesome. Machine Games with their Indiana Jones game.
Yeah, what?
What a sit. Yeah. You haven't heard? This is like an old thing.
Oh.
Well,
what is it going to be like?
We don't know.
Uncharted?
Maybe. Avowed from Obsidian and Ara, History Untold from Oxide Games. They're the four that they've said they're going to drive into. And, you know, maybe there might be a secret one in there. We also don't know what Double Fine's been up to.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be shocked if maybe there was a secret update for Double Fine hidden in there as well.
Oh, I like Double Fine. I was just thinking of
them. Yeah, this is Machine Games is, I think they're, this is me talking out of my ass, but I'm pretty sure they were under ZeniMax. So this was like, because I believe Bethesda revealed that they were making an indie, not Bethesda, ZeniMax, was they were going to make an Indiana Jones game. And now this is, you know, under Microsoft's umbrella. So
just who wants that?
I like Indiana Jones, but I'm old.
You're old, though.
Yeah.
Did you go?
And the new movie was bad.
Yeah. Because I was watching, I think Red Letter was even saying, like, who is this Indiana Jones movie made for?
Who? I mean, the first three, well.
It was made for nostalgia purposes, Andy.
Yeah.
Hollywood can't do anything original these days, so they have to go back to our beloved series and hope that we just enjoy it.
But they don't do it well either.
Oh, I remember now, Oxide Games, it's a bunch of people from this Sid Meier studio, or Firaxis.
Oh. So it's,
yeah. So their new game might have a bit of Civ in there.
I was gonna say, they're like Civ people.
Yeah.
In an Indiana, I don't know.
No. That's Machine Games.
Oh, okay.
Machine Games is making Indiana Jones. This is a separate studio who will be in the conference.
Gotcha.
I was like, Oxide Games, who are they? And I was looking through the article, and yes, they are made up of veterans and creators from Civ 5.
Hey, PC players love those Civ games.
Andy, do you not like Civilization?
I played the second one for about 20 minutes and it was too confusing and I've avoided it.
I mean, the second one was very confusing. I think 4 is kind of where it hit its mainstream stride.
I always felt that it was crippling itself in the multiplayer aspect, though.
It's multiplayer games in Civ are tough.
No, if two players engage in hostilities, you no longer get to take everyone's turn at the same time, so the game becomes a slog. So whenever someone starts shit, usually the entire lobby just dogpiles whoever started it. Because we want to just play our game, okay?
Wait, then why play multiplayer?
Because we have friends, Andy.
No, but like if you're not... like interacting
Violence and war is not the only way to win a civilization game.
I genuinely don't know how the game works.
I know you're just like, I'm only playing on my computer, but I feel like you would enjoy a game of Civ.
I remember being very complicated.
They've streamlined it now. They've streamlined it now.
It was
and you can go even further with custom house rules. There's like a little advisor who will come up and be like, hey, do this.
Okay, you know what? That's probably what I need. Well, people love those Civ games. So
I do. Yeah. And again, finding out more about Senua's Saga Hellblade, which, damn, it just looks so pretty.
It's just insane how good it looks. Well, good on them. Hey, Microsoft, after Starfield.
Hey. Was it fucking kind of funny? Did their game of the year today, and they gave Starfield number 6 on their list over Lies of P and Final Fantasy 16.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, kind of funny's. I know. Kind of funny's thing is very different than everyone else. Is they do more or less kind of ranked choice voting with scores. So if you vote a game for first place, it gets 10 points. If you vote a game for 10th place, it gets 1 point. And then they have 8 people who all vote for whatever games they want. And then they sum up the totals, and that's how they get it. So that leads to them having some weird things happen sometimes.
You know?
Yeah, it all takes is 2 people to say Star Citizen was really good, and then it's going to place.
Yep.
Oh. Well.
I mean, I can't really hold them – like if you ask me my game of the year, it was Mechabellum. I'm in Act 2 and Baldur's Gate 3 on honor mode, but I still get more action out of the auto battler.
Is Mechabellum an auto battler? I've been wanting to play an auto battler again. It's been a minute since I played one.
Yeah, I'd recommend it.
It's okay. Your game of the year, Derek?
Yeah.
Over Baldur's Gate?
Yes.
Wait, let's look up this Mechabellum.
Okay, while you look that up, let's get back into Xbox. It looks really nice.
Going to explore this game of the year.
But what's all the studios show off what they're working. And it's in line with my pocket conspiracy theory with Microsoft.
Wait, what's that?
I think that they're going to transition away from hardware entirely in the next 10 years and only do Xbox Game Pass on PlayStation and on PC. And maybe on Switch.
I imagine they will move to a cloud-based system and they'll sell cloud sticks, but I still think there will be Xbox hardware. But I don't know if they'll I don't know, Derek. I don't know if I 100% agree with that. I think they will continue to release a Series X version of their consoles, in which they'll just go, hey, this is a lot of money, buy it or don't. And then they'll release a cloud version of their console, which just uses the Azure cloud to play games on.
Yes, but at least on release, they may take a loss on every console sold.
Well, that's what I mean. They might stop doing that and just be like, we're putting this out here to have something.
Yes, but look at their other behavior. They've hinted, or there's rumors about Sea of Thieves coming to PlayStation. They bought Activision and signed a 10-year deal promising Call of Duty would stay on PlayStation.
Well, that's just good business.
I mean, if they wanted to sell Xboxes, they could just not put Call of Duty on the PlayStation and that would sell millions right there.
Oh, it wouldn't. But they want to make billions. No. I mean, Call of Duty is a weird, it's not to undercut you, but Call of Duty is a weird example. Like, it's, I don't know, fucking the second most profitable game in the world.
Yeah. And over what? With their Activision pickup,
didn't they also Fortnite, I would assume, is number one, and then smatterings of mobile games.
Sure. I feel like Apex is competing. Was competing with Fortnite until this latest release, where they brought in a lot of old people with the original map. They put in.
I would imagine Riot Games is above Apex.
You mean Epic Games?
No, Riot Games. Valorant. People fucking love Valorant.
I forgot Valorant.
They love spending money on Valorant. But I agree there. And that did come out that Microsoft is thinking about bringing Sea of Thieves to PlayStation, which, why don't you? I mean, if a game has been an exclusive, for, like, I don't know, six fucking, how many years has it been at this point? Four, five, six? Sea of Thieves came out a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you just try to get more attach rate to it? It's like its benefit as an exclusive has lost, right?
Yes.
And if people aren't buying Xboxes to play Sea of Thieves, then why don't you just give them more of an opportunity to play Sea of Thieves? Immortality, the game I pushed for last year when we were talking about our game of the year, which is the, I forget his name, but the guy who did Her Story and Tell Me Lies.
That one. Yeah.
That's coming to PlayStation now.
Ooh.
I don't think that's necessarily that's not an Xbox owned thing, but they certainly Xbox let their exclusivity lapse on it.
Sure. They're
like, go put it on PlayStation now. So, I mean, this is always the argument too, where Phil Spencer's been like, hey, we'll put Game Pass anywhere. I'll put Game Pass on PlayStation. Dare me.
Yeah, dare me. Yeah, they're willing to go the mile. I don't see a problem with them leaving hardware. I don't know what they add to hardware. I wouldn't mind, because I was sitting here thinking like, well, I'd buy an Xbox if I could use it as my computer. And then I'm like, well, Andy, that's just a computer. then you don't need an Xbox. Well, okay. I just want a nice little box I can buy. I like the form factor of a console. And then if I can turn it into my computer, then we've won. The whole world has won.
I mean,
I don't want to think about my computer.
You can buy a mini PC with an external GPU and Bluetooth and just use it as a console. Just only install games on it.
An external GPU?
Just buy a Steam Deck at that point, Dick. or buy one of the new fucking MSI Razers or whatever, you know, those fucking things.
Oh, yeah. Those actually look nice.
Yeah.
Although they run Windows.
I've got my PC and I've got my LED lights. That's true. The Xbox isn't going to glow between blue and red and green. And
oh, there's mods for that.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah. Also, that's so 2010s. Like, my next build is going to be no LED whatsoever.
What? Derek, what? White? Like a crisp white?
I mean, my computer only has LED because it has built-in LED. Like, there was no installation of LED in my computer.
I was against it, and then I put lights, because you can see into mine. It has like a
window.
Mm-hmm. And so I put LEDs all around it. And then you can just tell it to glow random colors slowly. And it's just so cool.
It's cool.
It's so neat.
You know what else is cool?
What's that?
That in addition to the Xbox Dev conference, we're probably going to be doing a new State of Play in a few weeks and a Nintendo Direct in February, according to Jeff Grubb. A transcript from, I think it was Games Mess. I'm not sure which. Hold on. It's one of the giant bomb shows. He said, quote, It is the one I heard that is coming up the fastest, but you always count on Nintendo Direct in February. It is almost certainly going to happen in February again. Now, there's a question about a State of Play. There is a State of Play coming. There's a State of Play coming. When exactly? Not sure, but I expect in the next few weeks. State of Plays are always weird, man. You get the sense that they're just these contractual obligations. They told the company to give them free marketing so they feel a need and have to do it. So they could be disappointing, which we have talked about in the past. Sometimes there's State of Plays where it's like, this is a make good State of
Play. This is a make good.
Yeah.
Okay. But then there's also the full on orchestra performances. Okay.
Those are showcases. Those are not.
Aren't they on the same day, like same venue as State of Plays?
No, they specifically call them PlayStation showcases when they do things like that.
Yes, data. Like, what is there even to announce? Like, I don't even want anything. We have too many games right now. Can everybody just take
a break? I mean, they could do a deep dive on Rebirth.
But Rebirth is already. We don't need anything more on Rebirth. I don't want more spoilers.
Oh, they're going to spoil. What else is coming up?
Let's see. Rise of the Ronin.
Oh, yeah. That's the other one. That Rise of the Ronin was the other one. They probably have a contractual obligation to market that.
And Helldivers 2 also has that sort of feel.
Yeah.
Although it does look good.
But I liked the first one a lot. The first
Helldivers. Yeah, I think those are the big ones that we're expecting this year.
Yep.
Huh. I just want everybody to take a break. We don't need.
You might see some more Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League in there too. I wouldn't be surprised.
Ooh.
Tekken 8, if it happens before the end of March.
Okay.
Let's see what else. What else we got? Yeah, that's probably it.
They don't announce stuff at State of Plays, right?
Oh, they do. They've announced stuff at State of Plays.
Okay.
But we'll have to see. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I always like a good conference here.
Yeah. But I don't think they've ever pulled like a Nintendo and announced something getting released the very next day. So
yeah, State of Plays don't shadow drop all that often.
No, they're like, I just never get excited for them. Like they always just, well, like we just talked about it and like you called out, they always just feel like telling you more about something you already know about. Like, man, but
well, anyway, okay. Something you know about, or maybe want to know more about.
I always do.
Is that hands-on impressions of Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth are out. And it's good.
Yeah, that's what I've actually, because you linked an article about it. Yeah. And then
I like the least spoilery one I could find.
I couldn't even read it. I read the title and it's just like something about like playing Like a Dragon, whatever is like coming
to a restaurant where the staff already knows
my order. Yeah, that's exactly it. And I was like, that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. But so I'm glad to hear that it's excellent, because the other one is one of my favorite games of all time.
Andy, I'm gonna spoil one thing for you, because I want you to react to the ridiculousness of this picture.
James,
when
does it happen?
I don't know. Who cares?
I don't want you to spoil something beautiful.
Look at it.
Here, one second. Oh, it's a tiny picture.
Yeah, beautiful. Click it to increase its size.
Oh my god, that's incredible! Oh my god, this game is incredible.
I have shown Andy a picture of a giant shark has perched itself on the end of a boat, and you are fighting it.
And not only fighting it, you're fighting it in a line using a turn-based combat system.
This looks like something out of a Final Fantasy.
It really does. It could just be a Kraken and then you're fine.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Or what was the thing in 6? Was that the Kraken? I don't remember. I'm so unbelievably excited for this game. Okay, I need your guys' input, because I'm going to have to be real strong next month.
Mm-hmm.
Because Like a Dragon comes out in like a couple weeks. I think
two weeks.
Rebirth comes out next month. I think I'm going to not play Like a Dragon.
If you start playing Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth on January 26th, that would give you, let's see, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. You would have 4.5 weeks to beat it before February 29th with the release.
That is impossible for me.
Andy, I will recommend you start playing it as soon as possible.
Why?
Because
I'm going to need someone to talk to about it.
I would love to talk to you about it.
I'm recommending it because one of my favorite VTubers is actually in the game and voices herself.
Oh, really?
Oh, Derek, is that true? Is she a real VTuber?
She is a VTuber, yes.
No, but I mean the VTuber, I assume, so we've talked about this before in the podcast when the trailer came out, but it looks like Ichiban, the protagonist, gets canceled by a VTuber. It's just a conceit of the story. So
that is not the case. She plays a bartender.
Oh, okay. So she's not the VTuber that's in the game. Okay.
No. God, I'm so excited for this game. You cannot beat this game, or rather, I could not beat this game in 4 weeks. It is just impossible. And I want to spend, and I don't want to.
I'll beat it in 2.5.
No, you will not.
Yeah, I will.
No. This game's going to be like 100 hours.
Yeah, he'll just have less meetings for those 2 weeks.
Well, it's just one of those things where my partner is going to want to watch the story parts of it. So I'm just going to, every single moment that she's not there, I'll just be grinding on side content.
Sure.
I'm buying this on PC. It's, by the way, Andy, it's not coming out on Game Pass.
Oh, I actually read an article. They said they wouldn't put it on it.
Yeah, they're like, fuck you. It's not going on Game Pass.
No, we're not.
But I am buying it on PC so I can play it on my Steam Deck.
Oh. Well, here's my only other option then. I start at the end of January playing Like a Dragon, but then I don't start Rebirth until I beat Like a Dragon.
Yeah, oh, you can't do that. How's Charles going to talk to? To be fair, it took you the most time to beat 16 as well.
16, I have a complicated relationship with that. It was a great game until it wasn't. And then it was a slow.
Yeah, it's 16. We've talked about it, but 16 is a game that has high highs and low lows.
It's high highs, and then it's just like you want a lot of side quests that are miserable. God bless. It's just the. Now you're making me regret my plan, because I really was like all geared up.
And then you saw that giant shark.
This game just looks incredible. No, I really don't think I'm going to play it.
Oh, don't worry, Andy. I'll tell you all sorts of things that me and my best friend Ichiban get up to.
Yeah, you better not tell me a single thing. God, I will not be able to play Rebirth then until I beat Like a Dragon.
Well, I don't see the problem with that.
I
Yeah, you've already played Final Fantasy VII, Andy.
I know. How much of a fake fan I am. I'm excited for both of them equally, I think.
Okay, I think
Andy, don't forget, too, 2 weeks after Infinite Wealth comes out, Persona 3 Reload comes out, too.
Oh, that I can wait on.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to wait on that, too. Yeah. I'll play that after Rebirth.
But Andy, I feel like you subconsciously already made the decision
that I wasn't going to play it.
No, Final Fantasy, because you didn't get the super expensive limited edition one with the
figure. Because I already have a Sephiroth figurine.
Sounds like a fake fan.
Stop!
Big fan.
Stop! Don't do this to me. I've already got a Sephiroth.
Yeah, and
you could have two.
Yeah, I could have two Sephiroth. Ugh. No, I didn't get the most expensive one, and I loved the first one, but I just love Like a Dragon. I really think I'm going to put it off. I really do. I think that's the most responsible thing I can do.
Okay.
Well, Andy, let me tell you something. You may have to put off more games in 2024.
Why is that?
Because PlayStation confirms that Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater and Silent Hill 2 are set for release this year.
That's right. That's right.
Derek, what was that? She's an orgasm.
What the fuck was that sound? That was my genuine reaction to Metal Gear Solid releasing.
I love it. Oh. I love it, Derek. Wait, now you're a big Metal Gear Solid 3 person?
Yes.
Oh.
Three was the first Metal Gear I played.
Oh.
The first one I played end to end. I played a little bit of the PSP one. But I didn't own a PSP, so of course I didn't beat it. I just played a little bit on my friends.
Sure.
I played it on my college roommate's PlayStation 2.
I beat all of them right before Metal Gear Solid 5 came out.
Oh, you beat all of them before 5?
Yeah.
Oh, so you even played 4?
Yes. 4. I watched that movie.
Yeah, and it was a great movie, okay? 4 is brilliant. Don't even go at it.
I'm just saying, when you have like a 2-hour cutscene, it's sort of a movie.
There's nothing wrong with that. I love those cutscenes. Give them. Yum, yum, yum.
I would have been pissed if I bought that game the day it released and didn't know about it. But since I knew all the baggage it had, I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Andy. I don't think 4 can be enjoyed divorced from the rest of the series.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the end game of fucking Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, it's brilliant, but only if you've played the other one.
Yeah. That's why I rate Endgame a little lower than Infinity War.
Oh?
Yeah. Endgame doesn't mean anything if you haven't seen everything else. Infinity War, you could just watch Infinity War and enjoy it.
I hear ya.
But yeah, and rumors are abound, too, that the Metal Gear Solid 1 remake is still in the work as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe we hear more news about that soon as well, probably after Delta gets released.
If they could do the Metal Gear Solid 1 story with any gameplay of the series besides Metal Gear Solid 1, it's going to be phenomenal.
I heard someone talking about this recently. It's like, you kind of just have to remake Metal Gear Solid, like to the extent of like Final Fantasy VII remake, like, because this is everyone's problem with Twin Snakes, right? They made the game too easy by adding that first person mode.
Yeah, but no, Metal Gear Solid 1, I think, is just a genuinely completely different gameplay wise. It's just so divorced from the rest of the series that, like, most people just got by doing a recap of the story of Metal Gear Solid 1 and couldn't actually go through playing with it. It was rough.
What I wouldn't be shocked is if they're using whatever the engine they're using for Delta to remake Metal Gear Solid 1. Because if you think about it, Delta, I mean, outside of the food mechanics, right? Delta 3 and 1 share a lot of like just kind of being very base, like they don't go as crazy as 2 and 4 is in terms of your gadgets.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like 3 has the camo and the food, but other than that, it doesn't get too crazy in terms of gadgets.
I would be down with another one. I just don't trust Konami, and I don't think. Well, I don't know if it's.
Been well, I don't know. I mean, they've been doing okay lately.
I don't even know what they've been doing.
I personally am going to trust Konami. Konami, respects two IPs 100% for sure. Metal Gear Solid and Monster Hunter.
Wait, what? They didn't do Monster Hunter.
That's Capcom.
Oh, fuck them. I know I'm getting confused.
That's okay. Konami is Castlevania. Metal Gear.
I don't know why. I'm such a big Monster Hunter head that I just went back to the three monsters you could hunt as a side missions in one of the games.
Oh, could you really hunt them as a side mission?
Yeah. That's pretty cool. You could got picked up by a Palico on the coast, and they would take you to Monster Hunter Island, where you'd fight a Rathalos, a Tigrex, and a new monster that was basically just one of the Metal Gears, but in like a monster form instead of a mech.
That's so incredible. That makes me so happy.
And we still have, and we've been focusing on Metal Gear, but Silent Hill 2, the remake made by Bloober Team, is also set to come out.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bloober Team, well known. What was it? Layers of Fear, right? That's what they did.
I believe
it was Layers of Fear, amongst other games.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Layers of Fear. Medium. They did a Blair Witch game. Oh, they also did The Medium.
Yeah, which people had mixed feelings on.
Yeah.
But
I mean, Silent Hill 2 feels like they're just doing a remake. So, I mean, that feels like a good, like, hey, let's see what you guys can do. Don't fuck it up.
I don't think that's just a game where I don't think it would make anyone happy to remake it. Like,
just really? Did you play the Silent Hills?
I played the first two.
Okay.
I didn't beat the second one, to be fair.
Is the second one where Pyramid Head comes in?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think I've still avoided the twist of Silent Hill 2 all these years. I don't know. I just know it's one of those games that it means a lot to people. Mm. And I think changing it around who knows? We'll see. I thought remake from 7, they did a fantastic job. So maybe I'm a big old casual and I'll like it. But we'll see. Good on them, Konami. Getting back in the business by remaking stuff. Or paying other people to remake stuff.
No, let's just give them credit for not making more pachinko.
Mm-hmm. They're making
actual video games again.
They're making real video games. Oh, Yu-Gi-Oh! I just went to their Twitter.
Contra. Oh yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh! That was the other one I was trying to remember. Thank you, yeah. Andy.
They're doing stuff. Whatever.
They're doing stuff.
Ugh. Bam.
Well, we'll talk about more of what Konami is doing.
Oh.
On another episode of Add to Party,
mm-hmm.
A friendship simulator masquerading as a new show. I've been your host, James. I do like orange soda, Hartwell.
Oh, you do.
Bring it all the way back. Yeah. And I've been joined by
Andy. PBR is okay too. I do like it. Okay.
And I can admit it.
It's nothing embarrassing. And I've been joined by
Derek. Completely clueless about the video game industry, but still talking like I know anything. Gostia.
You know,
all being an influencer, baby.
Derek, you know a lot, all right? You know that Konami made Monster Hunter.
Oops. Have a good night.
I'm sorry. I feel bad about that.
Fucking, no, I brought it up myself.
Fucking dunked him. Just hook him right to the paint.
No, you only made that because you had a deep pull.
Slam Derek to the ground. Have a good night, everyone. Andy hates Derek.
I don't at all.